Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we're going to be looking at Romans chapter 2, and I encourage you to open up your Bible or your Bible app and follow along with me. Therefore, you have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges, for in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, practice the very same things. We know that the judgment of God rightly falls on those who practice such things. Do you suppose, O man, you who judge those who practice such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? But because of your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. He will render to each one according to his works. To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be tribulation and distress for every human being who does evil, the Jew first and also the Greek. But glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, the Jew first, and also the Greek, for God shows no partiality. For all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them on that day when, according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus. But if you call yourself a Jew and rely on the law and boast in God, and know his will and approve what is excellent, because you are instructed from the law, and if you are sure that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of children, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth, you then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? While you preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that you must not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law dishonor God by breaking the law. For as it is written, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. For circumcision indeed is of value if you obey the law. But if you break the law, your circumcision becomes uncircumcision. So if a man who is uncircumcised keeps the precepts of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision? Then he who is physically uncircumcised, but keeps the law, will condemn you who have the written code and circumcision, but break the law. For no one is a Jew who is merely one outwardly, nor is circumcision outward and physical. But a Jew is one inwardly, and circumcision is a matter of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the letter. His praise is not from man, but from God. Amen. When it comes to the gospel, there is no partiality. The gospel is for both the Jew and the Greek, for you and me, for every single person you know of and don't know of, and for every single person you see and don't see. And he tries to show them that there is no partiality in the gospel by talking about circumcision. Under the Jewish law, circumcision was required for every Jewish male. It wasn't the only aspect of the law, but it was a big part of it. So much so that people knew whether you were truly faithful to God, to Yahweh, if you were circumcised. And Jewish believers would boast. They boast in the law because of their circumcision. But what's interesting is that many of them dishonored God because they did not obey the law. They boasted in the law, but they did not obey it. Now on the flip side, Gentile believers who were not required to be circumcised under the law were obedient to the law. They were faithful to the word of God. They did what the Lord said, and they worshipped him. These Gentile believers who were not circumcised outwardly were circumcised inwardly, in the heart. They longed for God's praise and approval. True circumcision under the law of the gospel is not a matter of mere outward signs, but it is a matter of the heart by the Spirit. I think this is a good opportunity for us to reflect on our hearts. As we continue to follow Christ, our actions can often become mindless and our deeds can often feel heartless. It can feel like we're going through the motions. We forget why we're doing what we're doing, why we are going to church on Sundays, why we gather in small groups and experiencing God and freshman discipleship, why we pray and serve and evangelize and go on mission trips. All of this is not merely to be praised by others as a good Christian. True circumcision is a matter of the heart. If you find yourself doing things without loving God and obeying him, let this not be a discouragement, but instead an encouragement to turn back to him, to return to the Lord inwardly in your heart. Read his word and ask the Holy Spirit to turn your heart back to him, that you may know that your heart is truly circumcised under the law of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for reminding us that we have been circumcised not outwardly, but Lord, inwardly. Our hearts have been circumcised by the gospel of Jesus Christ, by the grace and the love that you have poured out upon us. And I pray that, Lord, we would continue to boast not in outward things, but in our hearts. That we would boast in what you have done in our hearts. Help us, Lord, to know, God, that we have nothing to boast in and of ourselves unless it is because of Christ. And so, Lord, we look to you, and God, we want to continue to put our faith in you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us in our daily devotionals. I hope you were blessed and convicted to continue to turn to the Lord and put our trust in him under the law of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have a great day.